Let's just get started in a meditation. Easy cross-legged position. You can sit on a block if you want. I've been enjoying sitting on the block lately. But it probably is better for your back, if your back is tight, to just sit with your hips on the floor. So once you start to make yourself comfortable, start to generate and create a tall spine. Big breaths down into the lower back. And then as you exhale, try to squeeze all of your abdominal muscles and your core muscles inwards towards your perineal muscles, and then your perineal muscles up towards all those other accessory breathing muscles. So you can feel your midsection shortening, the stomach region kind of pulling in, and if it crinkles a little bit, that's okay. That's actually like massaging your organs and your digestion, you know? So then as you inhale, start to press the top of the skull up. Right, so you're getting tall with your inhales, and with your exhales, you're using your core to empty your lungs all the way, and you're getting creative with it, right? You're maybe moving a little bit to your right, a little bit to your left, kind of like you're stirring up some butter or some maple syrup. You know, try to find those movements that allow the entire body to move fluidly in unison. So all of your movement is stemming from the core and from your hip flexors and those lower abdominals. And that'll start to relax the back of your neck. So just another few breaths here. Lean the skull back in space and tuck the chin at the same time to allow the collarbones to expand and the ribs to open up more. And even though those floating ribs are opening up, with your exhale, try to close them down. Try to pull them back towards your shoulder blades so you're supporting the shoulder blades and relaxing down your back so your neck can lengthen. And inhale, lift a little bit. We'll do two more just like that. So it's kind of a breathing exercise. You're trying to lift the floating ribs as you inhale and expand them. Then with your exhale, you're bringing the spine back into line and pulling those floating ribs back. Great way to relax the shoulders. So last inhale, chest lifts up really high. Exhale, squeeze everything you got. Flat spine. So it kind of feels like you're in a chair. Cool, and then you're just going to lean all the way back as you continue to grasp the front of your knees, right? So your hips, or your lower back isn't going to lower down to the floor quite yet, but just start to pull against your legs as you lean back. Yeah, elbows in. Elbows are going to pull down towards the floor so you can maintain the stretch in your lats and it doesn't move into the upper shoulders. It's kind of down below. Cool. Now take another exhale here and pull the ribs back. Lean as far back as you can. Hollow out that midsection. Next inhale, lift the chest forward. Look up, chest towards the ceiling. Cool. Exhale, lean back. Pull the belly muscles up and in. Oh, one more. Inhale, lean forward, chest lifts as high as it can lift, fill up. Great, now as you exhale, lean back, pull those abdominals back. Now you're going to lift your feet off the floor and bring your hands to the backs of your thighs. So feet are going to stay close together. And then as you exhale, lean your upper body forward, so you're just bringing your spine and your chest forward. Help it to lengthen. The top of the skull is leaning up and back kind of diagonally. And as you exhale, the core is supporting all of this length you're creating in the upper and the lower halves. So now we're going to make it even more fun. You're going to reach your hands up towards the sky. And then as you exhale, row to your right. So you have a big paddle, like a giant oar between your hands. You're going to row to the right. Then inhale, bring that oar back up, like you're switching the side of the boat that you're rowing on. Then as you exhale, row that paddle to your left and squeeze the belly muscles in tight. Cool. Inhale, back up. Try to lift your feet up higher. Exhale, row to your right. Inhale, arms up, legs up. Exhale, row to your left. Just six more. Inhale, legs up. Big inhale in. Exhale, row to your right. Pull those abdominals in like you're pulling back some water, right? You can't move too fast because the water is applying resistance. Exhale to your left. Inhale, back up. Four more. Exhale to your right. We'll try to lift those heels as high as they can go with your inhale. Exhale, row to your left. Inhale, lift your legs, reach the arms up. Exhale, row to your right for two. Last big inhale, reaching your arms up. Exhale, row to your left. Cool, inhale, feet up, arms up. As you exhale, bring your hands to the front of your shins, just underneath your knees. Lift the chest forward as you take your inhale. Heels can lower if it feels right. Maybe you keep the heels a little bit lifted. And then as you exhale, roll onto your back. So you can keep the knees pulling in towards your chest as you roll onto your back and just move into a happy baby pose. So kind of similar to what we were just doing in our boat pose, but now your spine can just lay flat on the floor. You guys already feeling that? It's good, huh? So those are mostly hip flexors, right? So even though your lower back supports your spine, right, your hip flexors support your spine even more. So you can start to allow the hips to relax down on the floor, right? Your legs support your back. And then as the hips start to relax down on the floor, you can bend your knees more and bring them in towards the ribs and apply a little bit of compression for your rib cage by pulling the thighs in. And that can feel really good for your back, especially if your backside feels tight. Just spend a few more breaths there, hugging the thighs in toward your front side. A lot of this yoga is about opposition, right? So if you compress the front side, the backside will stretch and get longer, right? It's kind of a law, right? Like Newton's law. Equal and opposite reaction. All right, so let's take one last breath here, trying to think about how physics applies to our breathing, but letting go of what we don't understand because it's really complicated, you know? Really complicated. And then slowly extend your legs up towards the sky. And then you're just going to start to pedal your feet like you're scuba diving. Right, so imagine that you scuba dive like that. That's like you're pedaling a bike. You scuba dive with your legs straight, right? And then you just pedal your feet like you're in the water. That's good, yeah. And the idea is to keep your legs in a unified movement with your core and the midsection. So you can reach the arms over your head for a little bit more. I was laughing at Deidre because she was riding the bike, you know? I was like, do you really scuba dive like that? Maybe it's just been a while since you scuba dived, you know? Like, cool. So try to keep those legs straight, and then just keep going. As you exhale, core muscles pull in. With your inhale, you can lower the heels more. So Kathleen, you can bring those heels maybe halfway down towards the floor. And then as you exhale, try to pull the muscles of the sternum down so the upper body can relax. And as you inhale, you can lengthen the lower half and keep those legs moving for three more breaths. For two. Cool, now bring both of your feet together. Exhale. Inhale, lower your feet until they're 1 inch from the floor. One more breath, that's all. Exhale, squeeze your legs together. And then lower the heels all the way down to the floor. Sorry, Laura, I should have said squeeze your calves together the whole time. Bend your knees, walk your heels back towards your hips, and as you inhale, start to lift your hips off the floor for a bridge pose. So if you ever start to feel shortness of breath, this is a great way to allow your lungs to kind of rest, right? Your lungs are always working against gravity, always. And so by lifting the hips above the head a little bit, we help them to release from that habitual, you know, motion of gravity that it's creating in our body, so we can shake some stuff up, right? And start getting things circulating. And once we get things circulating, our immune system can respond to what's happening in the bloodstream, right? If we don't have circulation in those areas, they get, right, they atrophied. They start to get, what's the word, aging, right? Or scar tissue. Or a couple words to describe it. So we just want to keep breathing into everything we got. So two more breaths into those lower hip areas and the kidneys. Cool. Now with your next inhale, extend your right leg up towards the sky. And bring your right ankle on top of your left thigh for a supine half pigeon pose. Lower your hips all the way down to the floor. And then bring your left knee in towards your chest. Bring your hands to the back of your left thigh or the front of the left shin. And relax the upper body back and down for five breaths. It's one of my favorite ways to warm up for downward dog because it helps to open up the inner thighs. And downward dog is mostly about opening up the inner thighs and lengthening your hamstrings. So you can roll a little bit to your right if you want in your supine half pigeon, or a little bit to your left if you want. But try to keep relaxing your head and your neck and your jaw. Good idea. I'll turn the lights off. Right. So a little thing that you can play with is the dorsal flexion of your right foot. You can start to curl those right toes back towards your right knee, and then try to lift the right knee up a little bit higher. And what you'll find is that the stretch coming from your lower back will help the back of your leg to elongate. Kind of cool how your back and your leg are connected. So take a last exhale here and slowly release your left leg left foot down to the floor. And as you inhale, extend your right heel up towards the sky. Big breath in. Then as you exhale, lower your right foot down next to your left. With your inhale, press down into your feet, lift your hips. Take an exhale there. Bring your feet as wide as your yoga mat for two breaths and pull the knees in towards each other. With your exhale, squeeze your belly as much as you can. Think about this like your core exercises, but this is going to help your back to relax. So big inhale. Exhale, squeeze everything you got. Pull those abdominals in. And this is kind of like a crunch, right? You're already lifted. And then slowly, left leg extends up towards the sky with your next breath in. And then lowers to just above the right knee on the right thigh. For a supine half pigeon, hips lower, and then the right thigh is going to pull in towards the chest. Left hip can start to open up towards the front of the room. But if you start to feel the lower back on that left side lifting, maybe experiment with rolling around a little and just finding some new angles to breathe into. There's so many intricate muscles in the hips that are extremely, extremely strong, right? Like your piriformis that houses your sciatic nerve, right, has a bunch of tendon tissue that connects it to the femur bone and to your lower back and the hip. So if you just kind of spend some time massaging it on the floor, it can really help your back to relax in a big way, which can help your adrenals to relax in a big way, right? Our backs get tight a lot of the time because we're stressed, because we're watching the news too much, you know? 2 hours a day maximum. No, just kidding. But it's a lot, you know? If you're watching the news 16 hours a day, I mean, just imagine what that does to your mind. But let's just take a last exhale here. Or maybe don't imagine it, because it's kind of weird to think about, you know? Like, let's not think about that. And then just slowly lower your right foot down to the floor. Left leg extends up towards the sky as you inhale. You know, TV is one of those things where a little bit is okay and good, but a lot, you know? Maybe something we don't want. Left foot lowers next to your right. One more inhale here, lifting your hips. And then as you exhale, hips lower down to the floor. Bring the soles of your feet together as the knees open up wide. And this will be our last little bit of like easy warm-up stuff. So soles of the feet press together. Bring your right thumb to your right nostril. And cover up your right nostril. So you're only using your left nostril to breathe for the next 5 breaths. So this is an exercise I learned from Saraswati in India, and I'll always remember it. If I ever feel sick, this is the first thing I do. One, it's like low-hanging fruit, right? This isn't ever going to cost you any money. And two, it's one of the most like proven ways to stimulate your immune system, like clinically. They do this in laboratories, and the results they get are insane. Because it's basically helping your body to relax more, which is helping it to recover, right, to rejuvenate, which means it's helping your killer T cells to replenish, which is part of your white blood cell system, right? It's what attacks antigens in your body that are bad or invasive is another word. So just taking a last inhale through that right side, and it helps to learn how to deal with them, right? So not necessarily those things will leave your body, but your body will be able to manage them. And then exhale through your left nostril, right? Left nostril. And then cover up that left nostril with your pinky and take 5 breaths through your right nostril. So one of the things that I think we're learning more about in the body and in the brain is just about how things cross over, right? How there's these feedback loops that like are kind of like safety nets, you know? So by isolating one side, very similar to stretching, we can unify that with our whole, right? We kind of get detail-oriented in how that connects to the rest of us. So 2 more breaths, everybody. Deep exhale into your lower abdominals. You can press those feet together more to assist the lungs in emptying. Should have mentioned that earlier. Then take your last inhale here. Hold your breath for a little while. Say 30 seconds. Think about how much you love your body and your legs. And pour in more gratitude, more appreciation for this journey that you've gotten to experience so far and that you're on. It's not over. Right? You get to keep going. It's keep adventuring in any way that you want. And exhale through your mouth when it's your time. Great. And then let's move back into a happy baby pose. Just to allow the backs of the legs and the lower back to re-relax. Roll front to back a few times. Maybe you spend some extra time between your shoulder blades just to help the back of the neck to relax. And then make your way back up into a boat pose with the hands underneath your thighs. And start to lift the chest more. Right, so as you start to lift your legs more, the chest can lift more, and as you lean forward, it brings more tension into your core. Cool. And then hands to the outsides of your calves, try to straighten your legs for four more breaths. That's it. For three. Nice. It's supposed to be pretty hard, you know? The more you squeeze your legs together with your exhale, the more the inner thighs will compress and activate so you can lift in the lower back. Last inhale, lifting. Hands under your shoulders, cross your ankles. Now try to lift your hips. Just try. Yeah, good. All right, now take an inhale, relax. Now as you exhale, try to lift your hips again. This time lower your feet. So it's, you know, definitely possible. And then take five breaths there. Relax your forehead down for the first five and lift the hips as high as you can. So the backs of your shoulder blades are going to start to pull together. And the more you can squeeze your perineal muscles with the exhale, the more your upper back is going to relax. So two more breaths here, looking down. Lift your feet if you can. It's going to be tough. Cool, now look up. Five more breaths. Pull those shoulder blades back. Try to lift your feet. For three. For two. Last inhale. As you exhale, hips lower. Make your way into all fours on your hands and knees. And extend your right heel towards the back of the room. Find as much length as you can through the back of that right leg. You can open up the hip a little bit if you want. As you exhale, bring your right knee up and in towards your forehead and squeeze the air out of your lungs. One more time. Big inhale, right heel extends back, lengthen the spine. Exhale, knee to your forehead, compress the midsection. Then step the right foot between your hands, make your way into a low lunge. With your inhale, sweep the arms up towards the sky. Yeah, and then try to lean about equally into the left knee and the right knee as you reach the arms up, but focus on reaching the arms up. So as you inhale, you're lengthening your lower back as much as possible. And with your exhale, you can press the hands together. That'll help the core to engage more. Right? Your ribs are a big part of your midsection and the abdominals, right? So if you kind of pull those ribs back more, you'll be able to lift in the hips and in the lower back. So two more breaths, everybody. Finding that deep breath that is cleaning you out from the inside. Plenty of heat, plenty of friction in the back of your throat to allow that energy to move all the way down your back. Now with your exhale, lower both of your hands to the floor on the inside of your right foot. So that right shoulder is going to squeeze into the right thigh and right thigh into your right shoulder. Now tuck the left toes, lift your left knee off the floor, and try to relax your head down. Look back at your left big toe as you continue to squeeze your right thigh into your right shoulder and lift the hips a little bit above the head. Nice, Laura. Nice, Deidre. So keep lifting those hips up higher if you can. Yeah. Press into the ball of your left foot and see if you can pull that lower back up higher than your head. Last two breaths here, everybody. All right, left hand presses down. As you inhale, right arm reaches up towards the sky. Try to keep balancing between those hips so that left hip can lift a little bit more. Then as you exhale, pull the muscles of your ribs back so the shoulder blades can relax. And as you inhale, you can broaden the chest and reach the arms wider. Cool, exhale, left hand, left foot. Excuse me, right hand, right foot. Left arm towards the sky as your left heel lowers to your right. Yeah, so just take your time to pivot that left heel down to the right, and then keep bending your right knee as you exhale. Press through the ball of your right foot. Nice, Andre. Inhale, left arm reaches up towards the sky. Great, Laura. For three, nice. Now try to keep micro-bending your left knee, that back knee, micro-bend. Now press into the outside of the foot. Do you feel how that affects the midsection? That's what I'm playing with right now, you know? So last inhale, left arm leads you up. Warrior two. Nice. As you exhale, try to bend your right knee a little. Lean your weight into the foot. And then start to center on the ball of the right foot. So the ball of the foot is where we jump from, right? Shaq always used to have problems with the ball of his foot because it'd be like, you know, supporting like 6 metric tons or whatever, how much force he creates when he drops from his jump, you know? So if you can just press a little bit more dominantly through the ball of the foot, that can realign your whole hip. So about equally through the ball of the foot and the heel, but more dominantly through the ball of the foot. Then arms can spread apart to help your lungs to fill up. Another great pose for your kidneys. One more huge breath, filling up all the way. Now as you exhale, you're going to lower both hands down to the floor on the inside of your right foot. Pivot your left heel up, bend your left knee a little, and then float your right leg up and back for a 3-legged downward dog. So that right leg is going to reach up and back. With your exhale, bend your left knee a little bit. And then with your inhale, press up and back through your right heel and try to look up towards the right big toe for these last couple of breaths. Nice, Laura. Relax neck. Now just keep bringing those shoulder blades out wider. You know, I have to remind myself every single day. Shoulder blades wide, squeeze those ribs. The last inhale, right heel extends up. Right foot steps to the outside of your right hand for warrior one. So your feet are nice and wide. If you feel like you should spend a few breaths with your hands on the floor, it can be good, you know? And then left foot out at about the left edge of your mat. Start to bend your right knee. Point the instep of your right foot straight forward. Yeah, and then if you feel like, man, I just can't quite pull that left hip forward, bring that left foot out wider, and you'll have more space to rotate in the hips. Cool. And then once we have enough space in the right inner thigh to really get that thigh and glute down towards the floor, try to squeeze your midsection back so much that your upper body starts to relax as that lower body supports the load, right? As your lower half creates the opportunity for the upper half to relax. It's all about creating those more efficient ways of stabilizing, you know? So last exhale, try to press down into the outsides of your feet, lean into them, and then with your inhale, bend that right knee more and reach the hands up. Last breath in. Exhale, both hands lower to the inside of your right foot. Inhale, right foot floats back next to your left. Now with your exhale, plank pose. Lean your weight forward over the hands. Then with your inhale, reach your left arm up towards the sky. Lower your heels to the right for side plank. So left arm up, heels to the right. One breath, that's all. Cool. Exhale, left hand lowers. Right arm reaches up, heels lower to your left. Big inhale, nice. Exhale, right hand lowers underneath your right shoulder. Now take an inhale and lift your left leg off the floor. Cool. Exhale, left knee to your forehead. Squeeze the air out of your lungs. Inhale, extend your left leg back. Exhale, step your left foot to the outside of your left hand and lower your right knee down to the floor. Then bring your left shoulder to the inside of your left thigh and try to relax your head down, maybe to the inside of your left ankle. So Tiffany, if you want to, you can start to press your palms down more. Yeah. And then I think about this pose as just trying to relax the neck, right? So you can almost bring a cat pose into it and start to lift the hips above your head. So Jessica, you see how your daughter's hips are lifted and her lower back is relaxing? So just try to bring that right knee forward a little and then bring your hips above your head. Yeah. And take some big breaths into that left side of your lower back. Do you feel that in your back? Cool. Now, as you exhale, try to squeeze that left thigh and your left shoulder together more. Maybe so much so that your left foot could float off the floor. Because that's just bringing your weight into the core, right? Cool. The right hand presses down. As you inhale, left arm reaches up towards the sky. Open up the chest to the left. Try to keep pressing into your right knee. Nice. Exhale, left hand lowers to your left foot. Tuck the right toes, lift your right knee, lower your right heel to the left, and as you inhale, reach your right arm up towards the ceiling. Exhale, left knee bends. Bring your left hand down towards your left foot. So that right heel is going to pivot to your left as much as it needs to press down really strongly into the floor. And then if you can angle it a little bit further away from you, that's going to help your left inner thigh to lengthen. So try to point the right heel away, the back heel away, and then open up that right side as you inhale. just setting ourselves up for Warrior 2 by opening up the vastus medialis. So if you're feeling this a lot here, that's because this is usually the tightest muscle in our body. So just give it some time to relax. Maybe you do something that I'm not even cueing right now because it feels good to relax your back. What do I know about your back, you know? The last exhale here, bending your left knee. Inhale, right arm leads you up, Warrior 2. All I know is that I learned this from someone else, right? So it's got to be a little bit communal. Well, most of it anyways. A lot of it's just from spending time with yourself, which requires really good music, you know? So we got 3 more breaths here. Just start to bend that left knee more. See how far apart you can reach your arms. Think about your breath as extending out into your fingers. Use your whole body to breathe. Clean it out. Use your mind to focus on that heat and squeeze it all out. So on your last inhale, you can bend your left knee more, look over that left middle finger, and find that huge breath that almost makes it feel like you're floating, right? It alleviates the mind. Cool. Now both hands are going to lower down towards your left foot. Right heel pivots up as you inhale. Sweep that left leg up and back for a three-legged downward dog. Bend your left knee. Open up the left hip. But try to square the left shoulder down. Nice, Kathleen. So now notice in that left oblique where the twist is happening. You know what I mean? The left side of your ribs. I'm not going to touch because, you know. But do you feel that creasing in the left hip? So as you exhale, try to pull those floating ribs up and in. So try to, yeah. You see how it's flattening stuff out? Now bend the right knee a little. Now your right hip is creasing, right? So just try to get into that midsection right here. The last inhale, lifting your left leg up towards the sky. As you exhale, step your left foot to the outside of your left hand. Maybe a couple breaths with your hands down on the floor to allow the hips to adjust. Right foot to the right edge of your mat. Lower the right heel to your left. Inhale, torso upright, hands to your heart center for Warrior One. Nice. And try to keep pressing back into that right foot. If you feel like, man, I can't lift the arch of my foot, it might be healthy to bring that foot out wider. And sometimes it's nice just to explore the range, right? Like there's a place where your feet are going to be a little bit too wide and a little bit too narrow. So you might as well figure out like your spectrum, right? And what feels good to you. So just try to keep pressing down into both of your feet. And as you exhale, allow the midsection to support that equalized pressing, more or less, right? So you're just trying to bring more and more weight down into this area of the foot, which is going to lift the entire inner thigh line. So last exhale here, leaning into the outsides of your feet. Let's test it a little. Squeeze your belly in tight. And then with that big bend in your left knee, reach the arms up as high as they can go and feel the entire back stretching. As you exhale, hands lower to the inside of your left foot. Left foot floats back. Lower down a little, but focus on squeezing your ribs. It's not really like a push-up. It's an exhale. Then inhale into your upward dog. That's good. Shoulder blades roll back. Chest pulls through. Exhale, down dog. Hips extend up and back. Nice work, everybody. 5 breaths to rest and downward dog. Should be great for resting. We're all warmed up for it. For 3, try to sit your weight into the inner thighs. Those are the muscles that'll keep going when you don't even think you can keep going, right? When you think you have to quit, they'll just keep going. The last inhale, lifting your hips up as high as you can go. Good example is running. Exhale, bend your knees until they're pretty close to the floor, and then tippy toe or walk the feet forward towards your hands. Nice. Inhale into a half lift. Exhale, forward fold. Hug your legs if you're ready to squeeze. With your inhale, sweep the arms up towards the sky. Look up. And with your exhale, press your palms together. Bring your feet all the way together. And with your inhale, lean your hips to the left as you press your hands to the right. And try to keep the spine about neutral. As you exhale, pull those left ribs back. With your inhale, lean your hips to the left and reach your hands to the right. For 3. Bend those knees just a little. Lean those hips to the left. And then your chest is going to start to lean forward a little, so just pull the chest back as you reach the hands. And then last exhale, squeezing that left side of your ribs. Nice, Kim. Nice, Nancy. Inhale, reach up and over to the right. Nice, Andre. Exhale, back to center. Take one inhale, reaching up. Then as you exhale, start to lean to your left. So you can bend the knees a little, maybe adjust the hips or shimmy the hips to help the lower back to release. But take that deep exhale into your lower core. And then as you inhale, hips to the right, hands to your left. Exhale, ribs pull back. Four more. Inhale, reach to the left. Keep pressing those hands together, Tiffany. As you inhale, the hands can be an extension of your lats. Exhale, palms press together more. Last, deep exhale into the core. As you inhale, lean to your left. Exhale, back to center. Interlace your fingers, press the palms up. Inhale, standing back bend. Lift your heels as high as you can. Exhale, stay there. One more inhale, reaching up. Exhale, chair pose, hands at your heart center. Feet can be together or hips width distance, up to you. Just point your big toes slightly inwards and your heels slightly wider so that your inner thighs can start to release as your hips sit further back and down. And the reason why I like keeping my legs together is so I can squeeze the inner thighs together. A lot of the times that'll help the back to release all the way. So another three breaths here. Let's see how low you can sit the hips, especially if your feet are all the way together. Nice. For two. Awesome. Then take your last exhale, lean into your heels. With your inhale, try to lift those lower ribs just a little bit. Exhale, forward fold over your thighs, head relaxes down. Walk your feet to the back of your yoga mat or your hands to the front of your yoga mat for a downward dog. And then as you inhale, float your right leg up towards the sky. With your exhale, step your right foot to the outside of your right hand for warrior one. So your feet are wide, palms pressed together. As you inhale, reach up. Exhale, hands lower to the inside of your right foot. Right foot floats back next to your left. Chaturanga with a deep exhale into the lower core. Inhale, upward dog, press down into your feet. Exhale, down dog, hips extend up and back. Left leg steps to the outside of your left hand, warrior one. Right heel lowers to your left. Take your time with that exhale to lower the right heel all the way. Maybe you go a little bit slower than me. And then as you inhale, press your palms together, reach the hands up, bend your left knee even more. Exhale, chaturanga, hands lower to the inside of your left foot floats back. Squeeze those lower abdominals as you lower your chest down first. Inhale, press down into the feet. Lift the heart. Expand it. Exhale, downward dog. Hips up and back towards the sky for five breaths. Lean into those hamstrings. If you notice the heels having difficulty lowering, then just try to press your heels down more and lean into the hamstrings more. So your legs will bring support for your lower half in this pose, right? But we got to get into the inner thighs. Otherwise, it's going to be a lot like trying to get into muscles that don't really want to wake up. Just got to loosen it, you know? The last couple breaths, leaning a little bit to your right or a little bit to your left with the hips. Take your last breath in here, hips as high as they can go. Then with your exhale, bend your knees a lot and tippy toe or float the feet forward towards the hands. Inhale into a half lift at the front of your mat. Bring your hands to your heart center and take three more breaths here, just sitting the hips back and leaning into your heels and the backs of the legs. Feel into those strongest muscles in the body and then see if you can sit your belly down on your thighs more. Help the lower back to decompress. Cool. And make your way all the way up into a standing position. Step your right foot forward about 6 inches. Bend your left knee and lift your left heel towards your left glute. And then take your left hand to your left foot for a dancer's pose. So ideally at first, the left knee is going to be pointing straight down. And if you look straight down just about 6 inches in front of your right big toe and bend your right knee a little, that'll help to maintain your balance. Right? You can kind of get a little bit bouncy in that right leg. And then as you inhale, left shin starts to press back. Left foot starts to press back into the left hand. And right arm extends forward and up. So we have 8 more breaths here, everybody. Try to enjoy it. So let go of the idea of performing and focus on your breathing and being. Because if you're being really good, the performance will just happen, right? Like, if you ever watch Robin Williams get interviewed, he's just doing it all the time, you know? So ideally, our posture is the same. It's just always happening. Election can continue to press back. That should allow the upper body to lower more as you reach the right arm. Then bring all that tension into your midsection and squeeze the core for these last couple breaths. For two. Nice. Last inhale, left shin pressing back. Awesome, Chris. Nice. As you exhale, bring your left knee up and in towards your chest. Bring your hands to the front of the shin. Take an inhale there. And then with your exhale, hug that left thigh in and lean your upper body forward. Just to help the spine to decompress. Step your left foot forward 6 inches. Bend your right knee. Take your right hand to your right foot. And start to press the right foot back into your right hand. So you can look down at the floor. That's what I do first thing. I remind myself if I forget, right? About 3 breaths in. Then with your exhale, bend that left knee, engage the core, and start to feel into that right side of your back as you press the shin back and fill it up. The more you fill it up, the more your core will be able to engage and pull back to support that thigh and pressing towards the back of the room, and eventually the entire right leg and straightening. So heels pressing up, left arm is reaching forward for 5. Nice. 4. Great balance, everybody. For 3. Nice, Laura, Deidre. I screwed you guys up. Last inhale here. Exhale, right knee pulls up and in towards your chest. Slowly release it. And then bring your hands to the front of the shin. Exhale, pull it in tight. Cool. Right foot lowers next to your left. Now let's do a sun salutation B with those quads opened up. Gonna feel great, Kathleen. Inhale, reach your arms up towards the sky. That moment you've all been waiting for. Exhale, hips sit back and down towards your heels. Chair pose. Take a big breath there. Exhale, head down towards your toes. Forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Hands lower as you exhale. Walk or float your feet back. Chaturanga. Squeeze those elbows and ribs until you can't anymore. You physically cannot empty your lungs anymore. It should take about as long as what I just said. And then inhale into your upward dog. It takes about 8 seconds to fully exhale, you know? Downward dog. Right foot steps to the outside of your right hand. Warrior one. You can lift it if you want. Float it back. And then exhale, right foot outside of the right hand. Inhale, palms pressed together. Reach up. Exhale, chaturanga. Right foot back next to your left. Squeeze everything as deeply as you can. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot steps outside of your left hand. Warrior one. Right heel lowers to your left, palms press. Inhale, find your back bend at the top. Exhale, chaturanga, hands lower. Inside of your left foot is what I do, but either way is good. Left foot floats back. Inhale, feet press down, chest lifts. Exhale, downward dog, hips extend up and back. 4 or 5 breaths. Bend your elbows just a little, Tiffany. Just a little bend in your elbows. Yeah, now try to point them straight down. Now, they don't have to point straight down, but trying will help, yeah, those outer shoulders to rotate. Can you feel that, like, shoulder girth? Yeah, and then squeeze those ribs back, and that'll support the backs of the shoulders and that breadth and the width. It's a really nice alignment. You know? Great downward dogs, everybody. 2 more breaths here. Lean into those inner thighs. Lift the hips. Lift the tailbone. Like you're being pulled up by the claw from Toy Story. You know those little alien guys? The claw is pulling you up to enlightenment. The last inhale, exhale, knees bend, lungs empty, and then walk or float the feet forward towards your hands. I don't think I've ever thought about that in yoga context before. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, forward fold. Last pose, inhale, hands sweep the floor, chair pose. Take an exhale, sit the hips back and down, and then come all the way up to standing, hands at your heart center. Take a couple of breaths there to enjoy that energy flow that you've been growing, right? It's a relationship. It also has a lot of momentum behind it, you know? You can't just walk in here and feel amazing the first, well, 10 times amazing, but you're not going to feel as good as you would have if you had done it 100 times, you know? Those endorphin passageways get stronger as you use them. So last inhale, just resting, not doing anything. And lower your hands down to the floor. Bring your left foot out to the back of your yoga mat for a wide-legged forward fold. And then bring your hands down to the floor between your legs as you point your toes slightly inwards towards your head. Heels are a little bit wider. And then forehead relaxes down towards the floor. For this one, we're going to do a Prasarita B. So you're going to bring your hands to your hips and then try to touch your elbows together behind your back. And I've never met anybody that can touch their elbows together, but I've also never met anybody that can't try a little bit at this. So just try to pull your elbows a little bit closer as you inhale and relax the head down towards the floor. This is a great way to relax the backs of your shoulders and the traps. So heels a little bit wider, Kev. Just think about bring your feet like 3 inches closer together. Yeah, and if that helps to bring the heels out wider, that's a good thing, because eventually your head will just touch down on the floor, you know? Yeah. It will, I'm telling you. Just widen your heels a little bit, though. Yeah, that's it. Bend your knees a little bit more. That's it, there. For two, bend those knees, everybody. If you don't use it, you lose it. So you got to use your knees. Last inhale here, and also other things that you could lose if you don't use. Cool. Now, as you exhale, everybody, bend those knees as much as possible and lower your hands down to the floor. As you inhale, do a little half lift. Cool. Now, walk your hands over towards your right foot. Step your left foot forward 6 inches for a pyramid pose and relax your forehead towards the right shin and the right knee. You can even bring the left eye towards the right knee for a pyramid pose. You can step that left foot forward more so your heel is down on the floor, maybe about right here. And then angle your left heel to the right a little so your foot's like this. Like this more. Left heel to the right. That's your right. That way. Heel. This way. Yeah. Now try to press into this heel. Cool. And now lengthen your right leg as you lean into that left heel. You can step your right foot actually a little bit further back. Yeah. Now lift your hips up above your head as high as they can. Yeah. A forehead towards the knee. Now try to lift your right hip a little bit higher than your left. You know what I mean? So you can relax your head down and look towards your left big toe. And then lean into that left heel more. So just keep pressing into this. And as you press more, you'll be able to pull that right hip back. And it should feel really good. One of my favorite stretches. Nice, everybody. Last couple of big breaths here. Let's see if you can bring your forehead to the right of the right knee. Nice. Last exhale here. Bring your left hand down to the top of the right foot. You might adjust your left foot a little. You might step it forward a little. And with your inhale, reach your right arm directly out to your right. Try to keep leveling off your hips. Take an exhale there. Bring the chest up so the spine is parallel with the floor. And then next inhale, right arm reaches up as high as it can go for Revolve Triangle Pose. Try to keep leaning into that left heel. And if you want to angle that left foot out to the left more, that can help a lot. Little bend in that right knee. Deidre, step that left foot out wider. And then angle your big toe to your left more. So the heel to your right. Left heel to the right. There you go. Now even more. Angle that left big toe out to your left and try to press into the outside of the foot. And that'll allow the hips to be... Hips will eventually be about level here, right? So as you bring more weight into that back foot, it'll decompress the right hip, right side of the lower back. So last exhale, pulling those right ribs back so you can lean into your left foot more with the left side of your spine. Inhale, right arm reaches up as you press into your left heel. Exhale, right hand lowers to your right foot. Here's the fun stuff. Triangle pose. Left arm towards the sky. Left foot can adjust to whatever feels right. You might step it further back. Usually about 6 inches back, 6 inches to the right. Does pretty good. Then a little bend in that right knee. Four more breaths. Left arm reaches up as high as it can go. Nice, Deidre. Sit, Laura. So what you can do is you can angle your back heel further away. Yeah. And use that to open up the left inner thigh. That's it. A little bit shaky. Great work, everybody. Try to lean your shoulders towards the outside of your right thigh. Nice, Jessica. Then maybe you can press the right hand down outside of the right foot for this last exhale. Bend that right knee just a little bit more. Then as you inhale, left arm leads you all the way up into a standing position. Now you're going to rotate your upper body towards me, towards the back of the room. Arms up. Exhale, pyramid pose over your left thigh. Leg number two. Nice. That's it. Do you feel how that back foot helps you to stretch the front leg a little? Yeah. It's because they're connected. The last couple breaths, try to bring that left hip higher than your right. Yeah, that's it, Sam. Press into that right heel now. Exhale, pull the abdominals in. Last inhale, relaxing everything down. As you exhale, bring your right hand down on top of your left foot. Step your right foot forward a few inches. And as you inhale, reach your left arm way out to your left. Take an exhale there. Level off your hips. Adjust that right foot more if need be. Next inhale, left arm reaches up towards the sky for Revolve Triangle Pose. Try to keep pressing back into that right foot. Nice, Kim. And maybe you step that right foot further back. You guys might be able to get a little bit more lift in the chest if you lengthen and step back that right foot. And then it's all about pulling the lower ribs in. Upper shoulders can open up. Last three breaths. Nice, Jeff. Press down into the ball of your left foot as you exhale. Engage the lower core. For two, left arm up. Last exhale, focus on the ribs pulling back so your shoulders can open up. Last inhale, try to look up and over that left shoulder as you lift it. Exhale, left hand, left foot. Right arm reaches up for triangle pose. Huge breath in as you inhale. Adjust the right foot. You can step it back a little. With your exhale, bend that left knee just a little bit more. And with your inhale, open up the ribs and that right side of your chest. You guys are doing so great. We have about five more breaths here, and then we get to rest. So just keep in mind that I am pushing you guys today. So you can point those right toes to the right more if you want, like out that way. And that might help you to open up the hip. Also, maybe just step the foot further back, you know? That way there your left thigh has more space to kind of lift up. So bring your right foot about right here, Kim. Cool. Now do you feel how you have a little bit more space? Now squeeze those left ribs in tight. All right, everybody. Last big breath in here. Reaching that right arm up towards the sky. With your exhale, press into the left foot just a little bit more. And then as you inhale, right arm floats you all the way up into your standing position. Cool. And then right foot steps forward next to your left. With your inhale, sweep the arms up towards the sky. With your exhale, forward fold, head relaxes down towards the floor. Bend your knees, allow the belly to rest on your thighs, and then start to sit the hips back and down towards the floor in preparation for a goddess pose. You can bring your feet out a little bit wider than your hips. Great focus today, everybody. That was cool. I mean, it's still cool, but it's really great to be in this room with you guys today. So let's just bring the feet out a little bit wider. You can press the hands down into the floor more for your goddess pose. If this is a lot for you, then just take your time with it, right? You don't need to do everything all at once. And if we just back off a little, sometimes it's way more enjoyable. So last big inhale here, relaxing your head by leaning into your heels. Cool, now as you exhale, plop your glutes down on the floor and extend your legs forward. With your inhale, reach the arms up. Then with your exhale, lower the upper body over your legs, hands down to the floor on the sides of your thighs. Then for a few breaths, just relax the head down towards the floor. Bend the elbows, maybe the forearms can relax all the way down. Just focus on the back of your neck. And with your next couple of exhales, so the forehead relaxes down. With your next couple of exhales, press the chin into your chest with your breath, like with your exhale, squeeze it. And that'll massage your thyroid and a lot of times help the back to relax, the kidneys, especially. And just a little bend in your knees can go a long way for helping your back to relax. So maybe you bend your knees more for this last huge breath here. Cool. Now, with your inhale, you're going to bring your torso upright and swing your right leg around to the back of your yoga mat for a wide-legged sitting position. And then we're just going to take another five breaths there. You can bring your hands out to your ankles or the feet if you want. Otherwise, you can just walk the hands forward. Try to pull the toes back towards your face as you lean the upper body forward between your legs. And then if that's feeling pretty good for you, you can start to reach the arms under your legs for a turtle pose. But it might be a little bit, you know, fast for a turtle pose. 1 hour class, turtle pose, I don't know. I have to experiment a little bit more before I can give you a definitive answer, you know? Oh, Kathleen has a definitive answer. Yeah. So what you can do is you can just start to reach your arms out wide under your legs. And use the legs pressing down to stretch your shoulders. So as the arms reach out, heels extend forward and the chest is going to relax down. Then your forehead can relax down. And it's really an extension of this wide-legged stretch we're doing, right? Eventually, you'll be able to just lay the whole upper body down. And it should feel really great, especially when you get out of it. These wide-legged poses are kind of like that, you know? But it's rewarding. Know that feedback loop is there. The karma is right for the picking. The last big inhale, all the way down your back. Then as you exhale, slowly bring your torso upright. Kind of wiggle your way out of a turtle pose. If you're in a turtle pose, bring your left leg forward next to your right and lay onto your back. Bring the soles of your feet together. Allow the knees to open up wide. Last little bit. We did a good lower abdominal activation at the beginning. We'll do another one right now. Big inhale. Hands interlace behind the nape of your neck. Maybe just at the bottom of the skull. And then with your exhale, press your feet together as much as possible. Lift them 1 inch off the floor. And lift the chest up towards the sky as high as it can go. Cool. Now with your inhale, relax the upper body. Keep the feet pressing together. Exhale, press the heels, lift the sternum and the chest straight up. 18 more. Inhale, relax upper body, the neck especially. Exhale, chest straight up. So you're not really lifting the head, you're more just lifting the chest. Inhale, upper body relaxes, feet press. Exhale, squeeze your legs together more, lift that chest straight up. So the inhale should be taking longer. As you inhale, relax everything. Try to keep those heels just barely lifted. Exhale, chest lift, squeeze everything. 15 more. Inhale, relax. Exhale, straight up. Inhale, relax. Get deeper into that muscle tissue by relaxing with the inhale. Exhale, squeeze it all. Lift the sternum straight up. 12 more. Inhale, relax. Exhale, up. Squeeze those floating ribs down. All right, 4 more. Inhale, relax. Exhale, up. Press those feet together more. Try to keep your heels 1 inch off the floor. Inhale, relax, upper body. 3. Exhale, chest lead. So the ribs squeezing, it's what's lifting you. Press those feet more, press those feet more. Inhale, relax for 2. Exhale, up. Squeeze, press those feet, squeeze. Inhale, relax. Slowest inhale yet. All the way down. Try to feel, wiggle a little bit in your back. Exhale, press the feet, lift the chest, squeeze everything until you can't anymore, and squeeze more, squeeze more. And then, nice and slow, release. Maybe it's a fast release. What do I know? And after enjoying a little vacation, bring your knees together and move into a spinal twist, or make your way into a last inversion for the hour that we get to spend together. So about 10 more breaths. Take another breath on this side if you're in your spinal twist. With your exhale, squeeze your legs together. And then bring your knees back to center and slowly lower them down to side number 2. Just another 5 breaths. and take your last inhale on this side of your spinal twist or in your inversion, if you're inverted. With your exhale, bring your legs back to center. Give your legs a big hug for maybe a minute, maybe 3 or 4 breaths. And just squeeze them in as tight as you can. Take your last 3 or 4 breaths through your nose as you love your legs physically with your body and your breath. And just think about how awesome it is to have been to the places that you've been. And to have been able to walk. I think everyone in the room can walk. Right? How else would you get here, right? And then a lot of us have gotten to run a lot, so lots to be grateful for, you know? Take your last breath here. And exhale out through your mouth as you hug your legs a little bit tighter. Then extend your feet forward to the corners of your mat. Reach the arms over your head or out wide for your final release of the afternoon, your Savasana. And for the next 3 minutes or so, just try to allow the breath to flow freely and the body to be still.